Vayivorech David is the hemshich, the reason why we say Vayivorech David. What does it really have to do with Pesuk in Zimur Bechal? Rabbi Drom says that Vayivorech, that all the Chamesh Esrei Lashonis, the 15 Lashonis of Shevach Vayidah that we have in Yishtabach, Shir Shvach Ha'al V'Zimur Ezim Mashal Nesel Duli Gvur 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 Ezim Mashal Nesel But the 15 Lashonis of Shemach that we have are all darshan out of Vayivorech David and Oz Yashin. Really says that's why we say it over here. Now, there also, Vayivorech David is also Tehillos of David HaMelech of Hashem. Not just Tehillim. It happens to be Pesukim from Divrei HaYomim. It's in two different places. The first part is Pesukim from Divrei HaYomim, and then is from Treasa, from Ezra. But the first few Pesukim, which we're going to see today, David HaMelech said, and this happened at the time that he gathered everybody together to be Mesader everything and to raise all the money for the Beis HaMikdash. He got all the money ready for the Beis HaMikdash. He himself was ready to build the Beis HaMikdash. And he even asked Nasan HaNavi, and Nasan HaNavi told him to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rebbein Shalom came to Nasan HaNavi that night and said, no, not David HaMelech, Shlomo is going to build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Nasan HaNavi came back and told him, you're not going to build it. But Batsam, everything was set, everything was planned, and he had everything ready. And the tremendous, if you look, see there at the Divrei HaYomim, the Pesukim, the tremendous amount of gold and silver, thousands of kikaris, the menorah was made out of one kikar, thousands of kikars they had of gold and silver, and the plate, the entire Beis HaMikdash, it was like gold. A tremendous amount. And everybody got together, and everybody was working together, and David HaMelech went to be Mevarech the Rebbein Shalom in front of the whole Kal. I thought maybe that's a little bit of the Nakuda of the culmination of Pesukim de Zimra. The whole Pesukim de Zimra is really working towards the Geula Asidu. And Memela, Gula sees this when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was once again going to build the Beis HaMikdash and be Sheikh and Shechina. So that's sort of at the end of the Pesukim de Zimra, we talk about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and we speak about how they prepared for the Mokum HaShechina, that the Rebbein Shem should be Sheikh and Shechina. So it says, V'yivorech David es Hashem le'enei kol ha'kol, the whole call that he gathered together to all the Rashi Shiftei Yisrael. Everybody got together to collect money for the Beit HaMikdash. Vayomer David, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokei Yisrael Avinu, Me'elam V'ad Elam. He said, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokei Yisrael Avinu. It's not Elokei Yisrael who is Avinu, it's rather Elokei Yisrael Avinu. It's the Elokim of Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu. Usually we call him Yaakov Avinu. Here we call him Yisrael Avinu. But it's referring to Yaakov Avinu here. The reason why he's mentioned, there's two reasons why he's mentioned. One reason why he's mentioned, the Medrash says, is because he was the first person that was neder. So here we talked about making the neder of building a Beit HaMikdash. Nodar la'avir Yaakov adem tzamokim la'Hashem, David HaMelech said. So we mention him that now we're mekayim our neder like Yaakov Avinu was. The Radak says something else, and the Farshim bring this down, that Yaakov Avinu was the first person that mentioned in Binyan Beis HaMikdash. V'amateva zois, Yivei Selekim. That he set up the Mateva that it should be a Beis HaLekim. He talked about it being Beis HaLekim. So when David HaMelech was coming to be going to the Beis HaMikdash, he referred to Yisrael Avinu. Me'oilam v'ad oilam. Me'oilam v'ad oilam is the way that they actually used to say brachas in the Beis HaMikdash. Me'oilam v'ad oilam means that not just in this world, even in the next world, nitzchias. It's a way of saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevorach, not just Be'olam Hazeh, even Be'olam Haba. And that's the way that Zedakah would mention Baruch Shem Kvein Mahusay, Me'oilam v'ad oilam. They would say in the Beis HaMikdash. B'chol Hashem HaGedula v'Agvura Tferes v'Anitza v'Ahoyin Kichol B'Shamayim v'Aretz. This pasuk is very well known. It's the Zayin Sfiris, Besim. So the Zayin Sfiris are learned out in this pasuk. B'chol Hashem HaGedula, Gedula is Chesed, Gvura is Gvura, Tveres is Tveres, Netzach is Netzach, Chorid is Chorid. Kichol Vashamayim, Uvaret is Yisoid. B'chol Hashem HaMelocha is Malchus. The Gemara darshens in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Ches, for something else. And the Targum really darshens it. The Gemara brings out two different ways. The Targum over here is Matargum in Divrei Hayomim, is Matargum in different. Yechoshem HaGedula refers to Maisa Bereishis. Vagavuro refers to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Vatiferet refers to Kriyat Yamsuf. Vanetzach refers to the Nitzochin of all the Mochamas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us in getting to Eretz Yisrael. Goyig U'mogoyig, Goyig U'mogoyig. Tzrichin and Oig, Amalek, and 31 Malachim in Canaan. Vahoid is the grandeur, which refers usually to the Shemesh V'Yareach and the Tzvah Shemaim, that refers to the Nisan that Yeshua did, that he stopped the Shemesh and he stopped the Yareach. Kichol Mashamayim V'Aretz, everything really in the Shemayim V'Aretz is under your command. Even L'chol Hashem HaMamlocha Mitzvah L'chol Reish, Kichol Mashamayim V'Aretz means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Reish in the Shemayim and the Aretz, even above the Malachim. He is the Malchus of the entire world. He is the Melech of the Malchei Amlocha. He is the Malchei Amlocha. And he's Misnasi, he's loftier, and he's above L'chol HaReish. He's the one, the Gemara actually dashes it, that every Reish comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anybody that's pointed to any position, the head of the Arabs over here, and which sounds like that from the Gemara, it's all, everything is appointed from, everything is decided by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu was the Reish of all the Reishim. Hamisnasei l'chol Reish. He's the above all of the people that are the Reish. Ve'oishev ha'kavod milfanecho. And oishev ha'kavod milfanecho, kavod is a way of saying Ashiras also. As it says by Yaakov Avinu. It says that B'nei Esav, B'nei Lavan said, Kovet is a way of referring to Ashiras, possessions. Oishir and possessions, wealth and possessions, Milfanecho, is from you. In other words, it's Miyodcha Hakol, Vatom Asher Bakol, and you, even after you give it to a person, says the Malvim, you still rule over it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the money to a people, but he's still in charge of it, and he decides. It's called the Zuz, because it moves from one place to the next. It's the Galgal Achayz El Olam. Even a person's Ashiris is the person that's the Asher now, could very well be in the next generation, or the next year, or the next, that he won't be. It's the Galgal Achayz El Olam, because the Shbaruch Hu, even when he gives the money, he's in charge of it. In your hands, it's up to Ribbono Shel Olam to make everybody, give everybody koyach and give everybody gvura. And you decide, exactly how each person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made everybody the same. Everybody should be rich, everybody should be strong, everybody should be this, everybody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's biyadai to decide who gets it. And David HaMelech was saying, with regard to all the riches that he got, all the money that he says, all the money that I got, he got it from this mochama, that mochama. It all started by the goyim. But even though it went to the Goyim, you were Moshe London, and you decided who the money is going to go to, and at the end of the day, it's all going towards the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're thanking you for giving us the ability to take the money and give it back to you. And we're Mahalal, and we're giving Hilul, the Shem Tevratecho, that you allowed us. You gave us the money. We're thanking Hashem for giving us the opportunity to give Him back the money. Any money that we gave is only from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He gives us the ability to give money. It's a whole different cook on a lot of different things. We're thanking Hashem for giving us the ability to give back the money. A lot of times we think, you know, I did this for the Ribbono Shel Olam, he owes me one. I got up early in the morning to daven shacharis. You know, I was good today, he owes me one. But everything's better by chesed from Hashem. The fact that he allows us to daven him, the fact that he allows us to give him tzedakah, the fact that he gives us the money in the first place, everything that he gives us, is all the chesed from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we thank Hashem for giving us the opportunity to be able to do his mitzvah, and to be able to take all the ashiras which was given to us, and give it back, channel it back towards the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that we should be safe to a Bekar of Mamash.